Okay, so it's Paul Hurst here on board the Key 103 Media Bus, and we are at North Chadderton School today, and we're doing all about apprenticeships. We're busting some myths, and you guys are all Year 10s, is that right?
Yeah,
so we've got a group of Year 10 students on the bus, and we're just going to go around and get a snapshot of opinions about things that the guys have learned while they've been with us on the bus today. So first of all, to you, tell us who you are.
Andrew Rogers.
Okay, we don't need surnames, by the way. It sounded a bit like a police interrogation, that. So we don't need quite that. But, Andrew, tell us what you've learned on the bus today.
That you get paid for learning.
Great. Does that appeal to you, that?
Yeah.
So if you do an apprenticeship, you actually get paid to do it, which is great. Just let me squeeze in there, Andy. Okay, your name is?
Declan.
Declan, tell us what you've learned today.
You can get paid from £2.73 an hour.
Right, so the bottom, the lowest amount you're going to get paid is £2.73 an hour. That doesn't sound like a lot of money, does it?
No, but it's £8 a week.
It's 80 quid a week, so that's not bad if you're a school leaver, is it? And obviously, that's the minimum amount you can get paid. Maybe more on that later on. Hi, you are?
Kausar.
And what have you learned today, mate?
Learning more as you're working.
Great, so as you carry on working, you're also carrying on learning. You're not missing out on getting some qualifications. You'll have to move on in here, I've not got very long arms. You are?
Shohad.
And what have you learned today, Shohan?
You can get qualification from level 2 to level 7.
Right, great, level 2 qualifications, better known as?
GCSEs,
thank you very much. Level 7, does anybody know what that is? It's a degree, yeah. It's a up, yeah. I think it is a master's degree actually. I think a degree's level 6, foundation degree level 5, so a master's may well be level 7. Write in if we're wrong. Hi, you are
Shahid.
And what have you learned today, mate?
I learned that you can start apprenticeship at a young age, from 16 to 24.
Great, so apprenticeship's viable for 16 to 24 year olds if you want to get paid as part of the apprenticeships. And that's good, so it means you can do it pretty much from leaving school. Apprenticeship could be an option. Now, I have no chance of reaching all the way over there. Hi, mate, what's your name?
Danny.
Danny, what have you picked up from today's session?
With an apprenticeship, you can't get a maximum week.
Whoops. It's fallen over there. So with an apprenticeship, you can't get a maximum wage. So what we mean by that is there's no upper limit, is there? So we said before there's a minimum limit of £2.73 an hour, but there is no maximum. If an employer wants to pay you considerably more than that, then they can do so. Right, what's your name?
Paul.
Paul, great name, I must say. Okay, what have you learned today, Paul? Please don't hit him while he's doing this, thank you.
Apprenticeships can last up to 12 months to 4 years.
Okay, so they last from 12 months to 4 years. Minimum of 12 months. Maximum, once everything's done and dusted, of 4 years. Usually 2 years, I think, apprenticeships last. Moving round.
Jamie, after you finish your apprenticeship, they can take you on full-time as a job.
Great, so apprenticeships aren't guaranteed to lead to a full-time career, but quite often they do. Jamie, would you say, why might an employer, you know, really want to get an employee through an apprenticeship? Why do you think?
You might be really good at the job and they might want you to work full-time so you can be an asset to their company.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Why would they take somebody on for 2 years and then not want to give them a job? The idea is that it makes you very employable. If you've succeeded at the apprenticeship and done a good job, the likelihood is that the if there's a vacancy available, the employer's probably going to give the job to you. Okay, moving on.
I'm Paul, and I know that you can do more than one apprenticeship as long as they're not the same and you don't do it at the same time.
Great, well done. Another great name there. So, yeah, you can do different apprenticeships. You can't do them concurrently. You've got to do them one after the other. And you've also got to go up in levels as well. So you can't just do level 2 apprenticeships. You've got to move up through the ranks. It's a bit like playing on the computer game. You've got to rank up each time you do it. Right, moving along.
I'm James, and you get your degree paid for you while you're doing your apprenticeship.
Fantastic. Anybody know how much the uni fees are at the moment? £27,000 for a 3-year uni course. What we're saying is if your employer puts you through a degree as part of your apprenticeship, you don't pay any of that, which is great news if you want to stay debt-free, which is particularly good. Must be said, though, not all apprenticeships offer a degree. Only some of them do. OK, you are?
I'm Josh, and I know that when you apply for an interview, it will be competitive because there'll be other people also applying.
Great, yeah. So it is important to recognise that when you're applying for an apprenticeship, it is different than just going to college. It's a competitive marketplace, especially for some of these apprenticeships that pay upward to £400 a week, which some of the apprenticeships that are currently advertised do. So guaranteed that you're going to be up against some pretty stiff competition if you're applying for one of those. So make sure your CVs are in order. Who can we get our CVs checked by? The school, great. So we can take it to our careers advisor at school, friends, family, people who may be out there working anyway, in management, anybody like that. They'd be great people to show your CV to. Last but not least, we have
Demi.
Demi, what have you picked up on today?
That you have an interview for that certain apprenticeship and you answer why you think you'd be good for that job.
Great. So as part of that interview process that we've just said, everybody goes through an interview, you're likely going to get asked, why do you want to come and work for my company? Why do you want this apprenticeship? So interview skills, brushing up on presentation skills is a must. So that's pretty much it from our session today. Have you all enjoyed being on the Key 103 Media Bus today?
Yeah.
Great. Has it been useful? Fantastic, we'll pay you all later on. Thank you very much for your time, and obviously we wish you all the very best for your futures. But that's it from our first session at North Chadderton School today. Bye-bye.
Bye.